Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 458 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, you will not be surprised to hear a lot of discussion about college football. It was the first big weekend of college football this past weekend, and Melanie and I have a lot of thoughts about that. We also will follow up about Caroline's exciting Costco news. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. Our most recent episodes were our live Q&A that we do every other month. And we recently did an episode about how to move through it when friendship feels complicated. And we have tons of fun stuff coming up on Patreon in September. If you would like to see some of the things that we love and love to use, be sure to check out our Amazon shop. It's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. And on October 23rd in San Antonio, Texas, we have our fall live show. It's going to be such a blast, and we would be so happy to see you there. Alrighty, here we go with episode 458. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
We have had quite a weekend of college football.
Yes, we have. It feels like it started off strong, you know?
It really does.
Yeah. And I really looked like this coming weekend, it kind of feels like a letdown after
this past
weekend.
You get LSU Clemson first weekend.
Yeah.
You get
Ohio State, Texas.
Yeah. And you get Alabama and Florida State. And I thought even as I was watching, I said, well, it's not going to feel quite the same next weekend when everybody is back to playing, you know, the typical beginning of season opponents. But still, what a time it was. I just loved it.
Mm-hmm. Me too. It feels like we started off with everything. The fact that it was Corso's last game day and just that moment, and then being at Ohio State, which felt like such an appropriate place for that to happen.
Yes.
And listen, I have said Corso has needed to retire for a while, but when that band spelled out Corso on the field.
No joke. I mean, if that didn't put a lump in your throat.
I know.
You need to check your heartbeat. I mean, and him putting on the mascot head for the last time, and Kirk Herbstreit looked like he could have just put his face down on that desk and wept.
Yes.
Openly. And it was a fine tribute, I feel
like,
for all of his contributions to college football. And
it was really,
really sweet to see.
Yeah, it's the end of an era. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, that just feels like that's the soundtrack of like so many of our whole history of college football. You know, like Lee Corso on game day and the thing. And I thought, where do we go from here? What happens now?
I don't know. I don't
you
know.
Put on? It feels like it's such a Corso thing. I don't know that anybody else can do it.
Does Nick Saban put on the mascot head?
Oh, I don't, you know, that's a great question. I don't feel like he's a mascot head kind of guy.
I don't either. Maybe it's going to be Herbstreit.
Maybe, but Herbstreit feels like he takes himself too seriously to do that. Like, I don't know. It just, Pat McAfee, I feel like he would be one where he'd be like, hey guys, what if I just paint my chest instead? You know what I mean?
Listen, I'm going to have on this tank top, so it's not going to rub the paint off.
That's it.
It's going to be fine. It's going to be fun.
So, I don't know. And I feel like Saban is too busy. He's on the phone with the Alabama athletic director who's begging him to come back. Please, sir. Please. Will you come back?
That's such a situation. You know better than most that my brother likes some controversy. And if people don't know, my brother went to Ole Miss, so he's in between my sister and me. And he was so taken with the way that Florida State beat Alabama, not because he hates Alabama, just because it was immediate coaching drama. It was immediate out of the gate, as it would have been for Brian Kelly if LSU had lost, I think.
Yes, for sure.
But Kalen DeBoer, who is seems like the most likable man, I really do. I feel for him because,
yeah.
That's rough.
I agree. But I feel like it was an interesting weekend because I think you have two similar situations, because I feel like Kalen DeBoer walked into a situation that nobody wants, really. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? To have
following a legend
who has mm-hmm. done what nobody has done. And then you've got to come in and follow that. And then I also feel like we watched young Arch Manning.
Oh,
listen, I feel like we watched him. Well, here's what I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. I like Arch Manning. I really do. Like, I like him. I think he seems likable. I like the Manning family. I think they seem very likable, like very nice people. I mean, if they want to be on the podcast or have us over for dinner, I would do that.
Olivia, are you listening?
Yes,
Olivia, would you like to come on?
They seem mm-hmm. lovely. So really, here's my thing. So in my heart of hearts, I think before Saturday, I was like, I don't want to wish ill on Arch Manning, but how do I reconcile that with that? I also do not want the Longhorns to do well, because I don't want them to have this fantastic quarterback who's this icon in the making, because mm-hmm. that ruins my life. You know
sure.
what I mean? But
yes. But Lord, don't let me be selfish. But
I don't want to be selfish. But I don't want to live in a world. They have enough hype anyway. I don't want to live in that particular world where we're struggling against UTSA for a half. You know what mm-hmm, I mean? Mm-hmm. And the Longhorns are, you know, have got everything going for them. But I feel like Saturday, the Buckeyes, once again, in the year of our Lord 2025, really, really were a fan favorite for me personally.
Sure.
Because of their ability to get it done. Now, Ryan Day, do I have a lot of questions about him? I do. I don't like his beard dye. I think his cheeks are unnaturally rosy, his hair dye, the whole thing. But he's managed to take care of some business twice this year against the Longhorns. And I do see where he is doing the Lord's work. But I did feel bad for Arch Manning because I felt like there was so much hype on him coming into the season. And to try to live under that microscope and that hype, I feel like is almost an impossible situation.
Yeah, I felt for him too. And, you know, he just really took media days by storm this year and was so just charming and kind. And so I do think that he's a great kid. Mm-hmm. I think probably Texas being number one, not doing him any favors. And I found myself thinking, you sort of wish that he had an opportunity to play his first few games as the starter and just a tiny bit of obscurity, you know, like he wasn't in the pressure cooker right off the bat. Now, I know that it goes against all that you stand for to want for the Longhorns to win. I understand that. I felt for him just to be in that kind of pressure cooker and to have a disappointing outcome.
Yeah.
I think, you know, because the criticism about him is going to be fast and it's going to be vocal. And I think that's a tough way to adjust to being a starting quarterback at a school that was the preseason number one team. So those are my thoughts.
Well, and here's the thing that we know. The AP poll is probably not going to come out till tomorrow because UNC and TCU still play. So I would assume mm-hmm. they're going to wait until that game's finished because we're recording this on a Monday. I mean, the Longhorns, you know that the AP is going to drop them to number two. You know what
sure.
I mean? Like, it's not like they're falling out of the...
Yeah.
We're going to keep them propped up. Maybe three. They're going to drop them to three.
I'm going to go three. Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm going to go three. Yeah.
Yeah. But they're going to be like, it was Ohio State, the defense, it was all these things. And so they're going to make sure that they're still giving them the benefit of the doubt. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I realize that it is now September, but it is still hot. And as long as it's still hot, guess what we're wearing? Short sleeves and shorts and things that show skin. And here's what I want. Glowing skin. And here's the secret. Osea's Andaria Algae Body Oil. I cannot tell y'all what a difference this makes in the way my skin looks and feels. Seaweed is nutrient-dense superfood. It's packed with vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants that help replenish the skin's moisture barrier and keeps your skin looking healthy and glowing.
I use this every single day, and here's why. It's rich, but it's not greasy. It's clinically shown to instantly improve skin elasticity. It visibly firms. It makes my skin feel and look more sculpted and toned. And what I love is that it's fast absorbing, so I can put it on and I can go outside and it doesn't feel like it's melting off. It just feels like it's given me a nice glow, and that is so important to me. Seaweed is packed with vitamins A, C, and E, minerals like iodine, magnesium, and calcium, and free radical fighting antioxidants. You can get healthy, glowing skin for summer and into fall with clean, vegan skin and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code BIGBOO at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $50. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code BIGBOO for 10% off.
So it's going to be fine if they can handle their business. But I mean, you know, they do have to go play Georgia on the road. I thought Georgia, I didn't get to see all the games. I feel like Georgia looked maybe the most complete team to me personally, I feel like, this weekend. So, but here's what I didn't know. Did you know this? That Florida State had hired Gus Malzahn as their offensive coordinator. I didn't know that.
Okay. I have to tell you that part of what made my Sunday afternoon so memorable I don't know Christy Malzahn. I do follow her on Instagram.
Yeah, same.
I believe that her feelings about the University of Alabama from their time at Auburn, I believe those feelings remain intact.
I got that same feeling.
Because the delight, right? And yes. Listen, deservedly so. Good for Gus Malzahn. He got a raw deal at Auburn. And I will beat that drum for the rest of my life. He got a raw deal at Auburn.
Totally agree.
Yeah. So it was delightful to see him. I mean, I'm so sorry for our friends here, Alabama fans. And I feel for that whole situation. But from the Gus Malzahn standpoint, it was really something to see him be a part of a team that beat them as sort of handily as they did.
I agree. It felt like a redemption story, because I think here's the beauty if you're Gus Malzahn. So I thought, number one, Auburn, I feel like, is ruining the day that they did you so wrong, because things have not really gone well for them since then. And I don't know if you remember, but their head coach right now can't be bothered to shave his face. And I understand
He did win this past weekend.
Against Baylor.
I know, against Baylor. And I have some things to say about that whole game.
But anyway, I do feel like he got done wrong at Auburn after what he did for them. And so I was thrilled to see, but I really didn't know that. I was like, I don't know how I missed that news in the offseason, but I did not realize that he was the offensive coordinator. But I was like, good for Florida State. That feels like a smart hire. And game one, it paid off.
Yeah. I'll tell you the news that I missed, that I don't know how I missed it, but it was news to me until yesterday afternoon when I saw it. I did not know Carson Beck had transferred to Miami.
Same. Listen, that game, I was like, what? And I said, why is he not selling insurance somewhere? He's got to be 42.
I had no idea. Because he knew he got hurt last year. And I thought, well, that was it for him.
Yeah.
I had no idea that he was playing for the U, as they say.
Yeah.
And listen, Miami got it done. So
they did. They did get it done. And listen, and I'm going to tell you another one. Zach Calzada.
Yes.
Who beat Alabama for A&M, who was A&M's quarterback, Caroline Shankle's freshman year.
Yes.
And he's been at like 14 other schools since and is now apparently at Kentucky. And I didn't know that. I was like, I guess everybody just plays for 15 years now. I don't know how COVID translated into 15 years of eligibility, but somehow it did.
I think I heard Saturday that it's Zach Calzada's either sixth or seventh year of eligibility.
Wow.
So, and good for him. I mean, good for him.
Yeah.
He wanted apparently to get back to an SEC program.
Well,
he did. And so, hooray for him. I think that's fantastic.
I agree.
It was so, there were some little tidbits I felt like over the course of the weekend where I just had been unaware, of developments. And it was fun to see. It was so fun to watch. I had the best time, and I loved that. I felt like the Clemson LSU game, that Clemson atmosphere at the beginning of the game felt like college football. Just the crowd. And of course, anytime anybody's got to run down that hill, you pray for everybody's ACL, because you just don't know.
Oh, yeah.
how that's going to happen, especially when the new coaches have to run down, the new assistants have to run down, and you know, they just take it tiny steps. They just have to go tiny steps the way down. But I wanted to say this about Baylor and Auburn. You know, we have been critical of Hugh Freeze and the fact that he does not shave.
Yes.
I did feel like he struck a better tone during that game. And like when he talked with the reporter, I felt like he was a little bit less sort of woe is me personally.
Yes.
He did not seem as tired this time. Yeah. I didn't think maybe, you know, maybe it was a good trip for Auburn out to Waco. But I did think he was a little bit more kind of generally upbeat. So anyway, so I was glad to see it. We'll see how it goes this next week. Auburn's at home.
I'm at a stage of life where I do not want to think about meal planning. I don't want to worry about meal planning. I just want things to magically show up. And while that hasn't actually happened, Hungry Root does have some great solutions. With the kids going back to school and needing to get into the swing of routines and driving people to practices and late nights and all of those things when you don't want to spend that time in the kitchen, Hungry Root's quick recipes are a savior on those busy weeknights when you're juggling homework, practice, and all of those things. Planning meals really can be simple and stress-free. Imagine having your week of meals already decided for you with personalized options that fit your lifestyle. That, to me, is what makes Hungry Root such a game changer. I love that it takes the stress out of mealtime. It plans a full week of meals that are tailored to your taste. And here's what I've learned. It gets smarter with every order. There's over 15,000 recipes to choose from. Many can be ready in just 15 minutes or less. And so it starts to figure out what your family likes based on your taste and your nutrition goals and helps you stay personalized. You can take a quick quiz, and then their Smart Cart technology builds a weekly menu that fits your needs. So it's like having a personal meal planner who just gets it. They use quality ingredients like hormone and antibiotic-free meat and seafood, organic produce, and non-GMO choices so you can feel good about what you're eating. Take advantage of our exclusive offer. For a limited time, get 40% off your first box, plus get a free item in every box for life. Go to hungryroot.com/bigboo and use code BIGBOO. That's hungryroot.com/bigboo, code BIGBOO, to get 40% off your first box and a free item of your choice for life. hungryroot.com/bigboo, code BIGBOO.
All that to say, you actually were in College Station for a football game because the Aggies played UTSA this past weekend.
We played the UTSA Roadrunners, so I went to College Station on Friday. Caroline and I had dinner Friday night, which was great. We enjoyed that. And then we went with some friends to a little bar in Bryan and hung out there. And that was super fun. I got to see my friend Laura. She came in and Gully was there. And so anyway, we did that Friday night. And then the youth, you know, left us to go do their own thing. They were
sure,
really
as they should.
As they should.
Go be youths. So,
go be youths. And then Saturday, we got up and we watched we had a spring in our step because we started our day with the Longhorn Ohio State game. And so that just, it brought a little joy. It gave us a little bit of comfort that, you know, maybe this season will be better than we hoped. And then we went out to tailgate. Here's what I'm going to tell you. When we looked at the radar, it showed like projected. In fact, Caroline texted me a picture of the projected radar at 4:30 that day because the game started at 6. And she was like, she just texted a picture and she just went rip. Like, and I was like, yeah, because it was like red and yellow. It looked like it was just going to be a huge storm. So anyway, but I was like, well, what are we going to do? So we'd get out there. I'm going to tell you that when I tell you, it wasn't even that it was that hot because the sun, the clouds cover was so much, but the humidity was about 217 degrees. I felt like I was just like, just sweat. It was I just felt like I'd showered. I mean, it was so humid, and you're standing there, and we went to our friend Ashley's tailgate, and thankfully they had these big fans. And when I say I just stood in front of this fan, and I had on a dress, and I thought, I don't really even care what this is doing to my skirt because I have to be cool. And so we did that, and we got to see some friends, and that was super fun. We tailgated, and then Gully and I went up to our seats. And I'm going to tell you that by the time it was almost like this front had kind of blown through. So then by the time we get to our seats, then it was, I'm going to tell you, just the nicest, coolest breeze. It felt delightful.
you could tell. I mean, because when they would cut to footage on the field, on the sidelines, the coaches' shirts had like a, you could, they were blowing in the wind. And I was like, oh, now I didn't know if that was a hot wind. I didn't know what it felt like. But I was like, oh, it's, because I said something, Jackson was here, and I said something to him. I said, I believe it is breezy in College Station.
It was. It was breezy, and it was, it felt great. I mean, we were like, I can't believe this is an August 30th game. Like, it felt so good. There were 107,000 people in that stadium for UTSA.
My goodness.
Which, I'm going to tell you that it was, it took every bit of, I'm going to say the digital ticketing situation appeared to go okay. I thought it was interesting because the volunteer ticket takers, the people that were scanning the tickets, were some Cub Scout troops. I didn't feel like that was necessarily the best call for this particular situation when you didn't know how the digital tickets were going to go. I will say that the last couple of years, the Wi-Fi and cell service has been a lot better, and it was really terrible on Saturday. Like, I tried to send a couple of different friends like a pin to where I was that never sent. So I feel like that was everybody trying to get their tickets uploaded to their wallet, maybe. But the atmosphere was great. They've installed some LED lights across the top of the stadium. So that was kind of cool. They did some kind of, before the fourth quarter, they had all the lights go out and they flashed the lights. But the funniest thing was, is because this weather was kind of looming, apparently ESPN, their cameramen said, hey, there's lightning in the area, so we are off. We're not filming. Like, they
backed up. That explains it. Because we kept saying, why are they so far away? We can't see anything. And I was like, I don't know. Maybe something happened. But no, Jackson kept saying, we're miles away from the action on the field.
That's, well, their crew, apparently what we found out later was their crew said, no, this is, we need a lightning delay. But A&M is a meteorology school. So what our meteorologist said is, no, we don't. We play. And so the game kept going, but Perry texted me and he was like, what is happening? Is somebody filming the game from behind your seats? Because it looks like ants. He was like,
what? It really did. And I was so confused. And I said, I just don't remember them. I know it's a big stadium, but I don't remember them looking so small. That's, I was so perplexed.
Our friend Brad, Hillary's husband, texted, and he was like, are they filming this game from A&M Consolidated, which is the high school that's like 2 miles down the road? And so we didn't know any of that was going on, but apparently that's what happened. But we kind of love that the A&M meteorologists were like, nope, we're playing. Like, we're ESPN. I don't know where you see lightning, but not here. We're not calling this game. We're not doing a lightning delay. So
you can't really challenge a meteorology school's forecast. You know, it'd be the same thing at State. I mean, it's sorry. This is actually what we do. So
too bad. Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, the game was fun. The atmosphere was great. I thought we looked, I thought we looked okay. I will say I thought it was interesting. One of our top transfers, who's a wide receiver, who transferred from Mississippi State, Mario Craver.
Yes, he did.
He scored a touchdown for us. So I thought that was kind of fun. Yes. There's another transfer named Casey Concepcion. He appears to be phenomenal. So I'm real excited to see him. And then I'm going to give my first side eye of the season to our run defense, because it feels problematic to me. Okay. I feel like it's going to be an issue if we don't straighten some things up there, because for the fact that UTSA ran on us the way that they did, that doesn't really bode well for SEC play.
Sure. Well, that's fair. So, that's fair.
During these hotter months, I just like a simple makeup look. I want to look like I'm not wearing any makeup, and I certainly want makeup that's going to stay on and not sweat off my face. And that is one of the reasons I love Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics is my go-to for simple, clean, and radiant summer looks with minimal effort and maximum impact. Every product is 100% vegan and cruelty-free. It's made with clean, skin-loving ingredients that work with your skin, not against it. I also love that Thrive gives back. I love knowing that Thrive Cosmetics donates products with over $150 million in product and cash donations to 600 plus giving partners. I love supporting a company that I know is giving back. It's beauty with purpose. My favorite product is their Brilliant Eye Brightener. I wore it this weekend to the football game. It stayed on all day long. It's a waterproof eyeshadow. It's a highlighter stick. It brightens and opens your eyes. It comes in so many different shades, and it's foolproof, so you can apply it even if you're not great with makeup. You can maximize your look with minimal effort. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/bigboo for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bigboo.
The Bulldogs were also victorious. They played in Hattiesburg at USM, which even the announcers said at the very beginning of the game, essentially, my gosh, it's humid, which I think I mentioned that last week that I felt like it was going to be, South Mississippi in into August, probably not an ideal situation. Mm-hmm. But we scored, and then it was sort of crickets for a little bit. We had a big field goal, which is exciting. But yeah. I will say I felt like they adjusted during the half. Jeff Lebby is apparently talking to reporters after the half this year, which is nice to see. Last year he did not. Mm-hmm. And anyway, my real delights from the game this past week, at least on our side of things, we have a running back, I think is right.
Okay.
Whose name, this is a nickname, but he goes by this name. His name is Fluff Bothwell. Oh. And I just think Fluff Bothwell sounds like a character on Bridgerton.
It really does.
And it made, it does. Like, the whole time, I mean, I looked it up. I was like, seriously, Fluff Bothwell. I am a fan, number 24. And Fluff Bothwell is going to have my undivided attention when I watch the Bulldogs play this year. And then I'd forgotten that one of our guys on defense who played last year. Do you hear Hazel snoring, by the way?
I can't, but.
Okay. She is absolutely, like, she says when she puts those headphones on, she's not going anywhere and I can rest.
She can really relax. I'm going to tell you, this is a little side note, but remind me to get back to the sinus medicine that I had bought for Piper, because Hazel might benefit from it.
Oh, anyway. Well, I kind of want to stop and hear about that now, but okay, I'll remind
you. No, we need to hear about Fluff Higginbottom or whatever his name is. Go ahead.
Fluff Bothwell. But I forgot. So we have this guy named Braylon Burnside, but he doesn't go by Braylon. He goes by Stonka. And so we have Fluff Bothwell and Stonka Burnside. And I feel like if nothing else, I can sit right there. You know,
yeah.
I mean, your team may be better, everybody, but do you have Fluff Bothwell? Do you have Stonka Burnside? I don't think you do.
You don't.
So anyway, we play Arizona State coming up this weekend at home.
Oh, that'll be a tough one.
That'll be a tough one. But yeah. I did think, you know, I have liked the energy just in all the preseason and stuff. And I know they create that stuff so that people like me say, you know what? I like our energy. I like our vibe.
Yes.
But yes. I do think there is, I think they're going to work hard. I think they're going to try. And we've had some years where maybe that didn't necessarily feel like it was the case. And so,
yes.
Anyway, so I was proud of them in the end. They had too many penalties. I think we had 14 penalties. But that is such Mississippi State football to come out in the first game and to essentially lose a whole football field worth of yards and penalties. That's just right on track. So anyway.
Well, all we can ask is that everybody gives their best effort. You know
what
I mean?
That's it. That's all we can ask. Yes.
Yeah, that's all we can ask.
And Shane Beamer, you know, South Carolina was having a time yesterday against Virginia Tech. And then he told the reporter, he said, we need to go be who we say we are. He said, we need to go be who we are. And then they came back with a vengeance. So, that was good to see. Okay. In terms of my side eyes, I have a couple.
Oh, please share.
The first side eye was right out the gate, and it was the Baylor uniforms. They were just terrible.
Yeah,
and
listen, they really were. They
Baylor,
really were.
I say that with I don't have any animosity or ill will toward the Baylor program in my heart. I just kept looking. Now, State has done the shiny gold helmet thing before. That doesn't bother me as much, but I kept looking at that black uniform thinking, somebody put this together and thought that's it. You know?
Yeah.
It looked like a football uniform from 1939.
It did. And,
but not in a good way. Not in a good way. No, like maybe because they ran out of the ink that they needed to put the school's name on the front, or it was a blah combination. I didn't think the helmets did anything. I would have rather, I think, seen the Baylor, the yellowy green color, like go head to toe in that thing, put the gold helmet on, like go full out as opposed to that situation. I didn't love that.
I totally agree with that.
The other side I'm going to give, also wardrobe related, and I don't think you probably saw him because you were in College Station.
Yeah.
But did you by any chance get wind of the Get Up Joe Tessitore had on?
I don't think I did. No, I don't remember. I feel like I would remember it based on what you're saying, your reaction to it.
Listen, he calls with Jesse Palmer. They're fine. They're a fine team. Joe Tessitore yells a lot for me, but that's neither here nor there. He's just excited. He looked like it was 1977, and after he finished calling the game, he was going to meet somebody at the disco. He had on just a white shirt, no tie, but had that collar open and popped a little, and a jacket, but he had on a singular gold chain.
Oh, no.
He did. He had on a singular gold chain, and then he had on some glasses that I think probably, remember how the Foster Grants used to change in the sunlight?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if they changed, because when he was facing the cameras in the booth, it just looked like he had on glasses, but it was a specific, I mean, I know we like a lot of look. I mean, I'll point to what Roman Harper had on yesterday for the South Carolina game. And it was fantastic. I don't mind a lot of look, but this was a little bit of a swing and a miss for me, Joe Tessitore's outfit. So
that's fair. That's fair.
That's my other side eye. Now, do you have any ICUs, Melanie?
So this past weekend, I was in College Station staying with Honey and Big, and every morning, guess what was lined up on the counter? All 5 of our AG1 bottles, because here's the thing, if I love you, I'm going to tell you that you need to be on AG1, because AG1 has genuinely been a game changer for my life. It sets the tone for my day. It helps me feel my best. I have more energy. I can tell that it's giving me great immune support. And I'm so excited because AG1 has introduced 3 new flavors. They have citrus, they have berry, and tropical. And there are so many benefits that support your whole body health, your energy, your digestion, your gut health. It fills nutrient gaps. I'm not going to eat good enough to give my body everything that it needs. And I love that they've done so many clinical studies on AG1 Next Gen, and they're continually making this product better and better. It's one of the easiest things you can do for your health, and it's all for less than $3 a day when you subscribe. It's not a silver bullet, but it's a great foundation for the day, and I can tell it's made such a difference in my life and the life of those that I love. Give the new AG1 flavors a try today. Plus, if you head to drinkag1.com/bigboo, you'll also get a free welcome kit worth $76 when you subscribe, including 5 AG1 travel packs, a shaker, a canister, and a scoop. That's drinkag1.com/bigboo to get started and give these new flavors a try.
I will say I didn't get to watch a ton of things. I'm going to say I see you to the Ohio State defense.
Yes.
Because, listen, they had that goal line stand against Texas, which I thought was fantastic. They were a hero for our times in that moment, the Ohio State defense was. So that would be an ICU for me. I would also say to KC Concepcion, because I was at that game. I mean, I didn't even know who he was, because I have not, really drank the A&M Kool-Aid like I have.
Oh, we know. You're not invested. You're just there for the snacks. We know the whole thing.
I am. I am just there for the snacks. I am. And I'm going to tell you that I did not get a pretzel because the line was too long, but I did get a 44 Farms hot dog and it was delicious. But man, he's dynamic. He's fast. He moves well. I'm excited to see what he does this season because I really like.
They said his name a lot on the broadcast. I couldn't really see him because, Yeah. The players were just little bitty things on the screen, but they could say the same a lot.
They were very tight. And my friend William, who is Bill and Libby's son, because Bill and Libby weren't at the game, but William came. And William's like probably, I bet William's in his mid-30s, but I laughed. He was like, my mom was like, let me know if the girls are there. And Gully and I were so tickled in our mid-50s that they were referring to us as the girls. Or the girls, were the girls at the game.
I love that y'all are the girls.
We're the girls. And so, William, the UTSA quarterback, I never could remember some player for them that it sounded like, because we couldn't hear, the speakers weren't great, and it sounded like they were calling him Robert Downey Jr. I don't know what his name was, but we made a lot of jokes about, listen, those Iron Man years have really paid off for Robert Downey Jr. because he is doing a lot. And I still don't know what the person's real name was, but anyway.
I had several messages again. This happened at the end of the season last year where people told me that every time they said Garrett Nussmeier's name on the LSU game broadcast, that they thought they were saying Gus Meyer, our favorite shoe store. Yes. And so they're forever linked in my head. I'm going to give an I see you to our good friend, Brian Kelly.
The luck of the Irish.
I was happy for him. Because I just think he would have really been under a small siege if they had lost that game. And I love cheering for Clemson too. It's not that I just thought, you know, for LSU, his season's off to a much better start when he's not having to bang the table.
I was going to say, we didn't have to see his mediocre conference acting skills.
I know. So I was tickled for Brian Kelly. And I thought LSU's defense looked good. I was not expecting that as much as I was expecting Garrett Nussmeier to light it up. So I thought that was fun. And I think that's probably my only I see you. That's the fair. Only thing that comes to mind. But I mean, I was happy, certainly for my Bulldogs. I was delighted for them to win. I was not, though. I was not in game ready, game watching shape, because I got to halftime and I was a nervous wreck.
Okay. Yeah.
And I thought, I'm not in where I need to be for the season. Mm-hmm. I'm experiencing a lot of anxiety. And so I thought, I'm going to get out of the house for a little bit. I'm going to go run a couple of errands. I just needed to do some Amazon returns. Mm-hmm. And I ran some chicken and dumplings over to my sister's. Okay. And while I was out, she texted me and said, we just scored. And I kind of exhaled and then came back and saw the end of the game. So
look at that. Look at that emotional health. Look at that.
Well, it like, you just forget how you can, you know, you forget what it feels like to be uncomfortable watching a sporting event. And so anyway, I was really glad that we got her done.
I was very emotionally game ready. Because I'm gonna say that, like, after the first quarter, I was like, I feel 8-4. I feel like it's going to be an 8-4 season. And I feel like now we're going to have a Notre Dame with something to prove because they lost to Miami. So I feel like we're going to go into South Bend in 2 weeks with an angry Notre Dame with a chip on their shoulder. And we'll see. I hope that we're wrong, but that's where I'm living. That's where I am. And I feel at peace with that.
Okay. All right. Listen, I admire your maturity.
Yes.
Your big picture perspective. That's fantastic.
Yeah,
I love to see it.
We'll just see. Now, I will tell you that before I was getting ready to go out to tailgate, and Perry called, and he had just gotten home from the ranch, and he was like, hey, I have a medical question for you, which is never really what you want to hear. You know, sure. I was like, oh God, what happened? Because he'd been at the ranch that morning. And so I thought it could be anything. Like, did he cut himself? Did he get stung by something? What's going on? And he said, all day long, I felt like I had something in my boot. And he said, and I didn't know what it was. And he said, and then I got home and I took off my sock. And he said, and apparently what has happened is one of your estrogen patches got stuck to the bottom of my foot.
Thank y'all so much for joining us here on episode 458. I said, Gully and I look had tears. I was like, if anything sums up this stage of marriage, it's that your husband is called to tell you that one of your estrogen patches. And he was like, how did it get on the bathroom floor? And I was like, I don't know. And then I panicked because I was like, did it fall off of me? You know, like, am I?
That's the actually, that's the worst part.
That's the medical emergency.
That's the medical emergency. 100%.
And he said, do you think it's okay? He was like, do you think I need to do anything? And I said, well, worst case scenario, you may want to have a good cry later. That's I said, it's probably going to be fine.
That's it. Worst case scenario, you have some feelings. It's going to be all right.
It'll be fine. But anyway, I just thought, well, welcome to marriage in your 50s.
Golly.
Yeah. And I don't think he did want to have a good cry. So I think it probably, I said, here's the thing. I said, I think it's a used one. It wouldn't be a new one. And I said, so yeah. I would think I've absorbed all the estrogen off of that particular patch. Yeah.
It's tapped out. It's done all it can do.
Yeah.
Golly. It's already
done it. The hero's work over here.
Oh God. Last week while we were recording, I actually decided I was going to give Caroline a Costco membership because I hadn't done anything for her birthday. And it felt like the perfect idea in the moment. And I did. I didn't put her on our membership. I actually sent her. I looked and you could send a gift membership from Costco. Mm-hmm. And after we recorded, Melanie and I were still talking. And then Melanie got a text from Caroline that said, did you get me a Costco membership? And it turns out it was for me.
No. And so, I said, no, I didn't. I said, Sophie did for your birthday. Because all she saw, she told me this weekend, all she saw was an email that was like, congratulations on your new, you've been gifted a Costco membership. And she said she was so excited. And so when I said, no, Sophie did, that's your birthday present, in all caps, it was, OMG, I love her so much. I mean, it was, she was beside herself.
I have really, and I told Melanie, I was like, listen, I bought a Costco membership so that now you can spend so much money when Caroline asked to be reimbursed for something. But I really like, I want pictures of her first Costco haul. That,
oh, yeah.
I feel, and she, but she told me, like, she texted me later and she said, what I really think is going to get me in trouble is that they have plants.
Yes.
And she had been doing a lot of research on the different plants and maybe what mm-hmm. she wanted, you know, to try out, bring home, what have you.
Yes.
So I'm thrilled to see where this takes her. You know, yeah. I feel like there's a lot of adventures in store.
You really have changed her life. And she said she did have a lot of DMs from people asking that they really wanted to know what she's planning on buying at Costco mm-hmm. and her Costco haul. And so I do think she'll probably do that at some point and let us know. But I will say it feels like it's going to be plant heavy. Yeah. My friend Christy told her this weekend that Costco has the best protein shakes. So I feel like that's going to be, yes, that's what Christy said. I can't remember the brand, but she said Costco has them and they're delicious. So, and you know, we've got to eat all our protein. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, Caroline's big into the protein. So between the protein and the plants, I feel like she is really going to be excited. But I was laughing about the Costco membership because on the way home from College Station, I was catching up on podcasts and I listened to Cole and Catherine on their Tuesday date night podcast.
Yes.
And it was episode 4 where they talked about, where Catherine was talking about how she feels so proud of herself for feeding her whole family at Costco for $11 and they only have to spend $475 in groceries to do it.
That's it.
But listen, you made her dreams come true. I did tell Gully that you had gotten Caroline a Costco membership and we both laughed because Caroline loves a practical gift. Because, you know, Gully has gotten her a toaster.
Yeah. Yes.
She got her an air fryer one year for her birthday. My parents got her a juicer. So I'm like, listen, she's going to come with a lot of plants and appliances. Like she just.
Small appliances.
She loves a practical gift.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be very exciting to her when she sees what small appliances they roll out in Costco for Christmas time. You know,
that's going to be a deal. What are we going to end up with? You know, but maybe she'll get me something like an acupuncture mat or something for Christmas. You know, I'd be excited about that.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Okay. Well, is it time for 5 favorites?
For
five favorites, and I'm going to kick us off. As you know, I've been doing a little rearranging, a little, outside, inside, just have felt very nesty about the fall. And we had unseasonably cool weather last week and today too, for that matter. And so this first thing, and I think it looks like you too, Melanie, it's the Misha Indoor Outdoor Pillow. I realized I needed some new pillows. My outside pillows really were in dire straits when Same. I started kind of straightening up the other day. And so I thought, I'll look on Anthropologie and see if they have anything on sale. Well, they did. And it was these pillows. I got the yellowy gold color, but I love the color combination. Yes. Aren't they cute?
They are so cute.
Yeah. And they're on sale. They're big. They're 20 by 20. And I just think the colors are so great. And they're kind that they're bright, but they're still sort of minimalist. Like you don't, there's no busy pattern on them. It's just great. They're just great pops of color.
They are really good. So which color did you get?
Mine's gone. They had like a yellowy gold color that's no longer there.
Okay, I think I may get this raspberry.
I love it. With the orange?
Yes. Because it would kind of go, because, you know, I've got those Piper and Mabel paintings on the back porch. Yes. I feel like it would go with our paintings.
Yeah. I think they're great. Yeah, it's been a long time since I saw any outdoor pillows that sort of landed with me like these do. So,
Love these.
Mm-hmm. I think they're so cute.
Okay.
Yes. So glad. So that's the first thing. Second thing this week is something that I actually bought when we were in New York about a month ago. And it's the Aesop Elias, I don't know how to say it, moisturizing body cleanser. Now, I thought, because this was in a purple bottle, I thought it was like a lavender kind of scent. Mm-hmm. And then I got it home and it's not lavender at all. It says it's cedar, atlas, patchouli, and clove bud. If I had had my glasses on in the store that day, I would have known that. Mm-hmm. It smells so good. It's so spicy.
Oh, and I love this.
But it's like a cream. I wouldn't use it. Like, it's not your go-to shower product. I like to use it on my arms and on my legs.
Okay.
Because it's moisturizing and it's great for shaving. So it smells so good. And I've told you this, I think we did a live after we got back from New York, that I made a friend named Colin in the Aesop store who was visiting from Australia.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was from Australia, but he lives in England, but he was visiting New York. And because he's originally from Australia, he's a huge fan of all the Aesop stuff. And because that's where it originates. And he had so many suggestions for me in the Aesop store, and this was one of them. And Colin was correct. So this is one of the things he said, you have to try. It's so moisturizing. So anyway, so there's that. And it's like a little treat. You know, I like having a little special soap for.
Yes. Oh, 100%.
You know, okay. This next thing, this is so bizarre, but I hate to sweep. And we're starting to get pine straw and leaves coming down. And, you know, we have a bajillion trees around our house. And I thought the other day, I went out, I was on the deck, and I thought, I don't have the strength, Lord, to sweep. I can't. But our leaf blower is huge and it plugs in. And, you know, it's great if you want to feel powerful, but I don't. And so I ordered myself a little battery powered. It's called, which tickles me, it's the Lazy Boy, B-O-I, the Lazy Boy cordless leaf blower, but it just has two rechargeable batteries that come with it. It's it has two attachments that go on the end. It has two buttons, one for power and then one to adjust your strength. And listen, I have just gotten out there and I just blew off the front walkway a little bit ago. I blew off the deck. It's not heavy. It's great. And it's not expensive. I can't even remember what it was. I'm gonna have to look. But it was $65. So it's not cheap. Okay.
That's not
bad. But for like, it's going to be mine and it's just going to be the leaf blower that I use and it's lightweight and it's got some good power to it. So I'm real carried away with it.
Listen, that's very satisfying. You know what I mean? Like that's to go out and like immediately, it's why I think I could never own a pressure washer. You know what I mean? Cause I think I'd get obsessed with it, like just to have immediate results. So I'm real excited about this for you.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Next thing, I've I don't know if you've been following Aretha's journey with making coffees in the morning.
Oh, yes, but, I have.
Mm-hmm. But she's been inspiring me because, you know, I bought this espresso maker and I love the espresso that it makes. But I've kind of figured out how to make myself a flat white here at the house, which is a nice flat white in particular. And I like to have it in a glass. I don't want it in plastic. You know, I like it in a glass. Yeah. So I wanted some glass straws. And I bought this little value pack at Amazon because there's some of them are bent and some of them are straight. And I really like the bent one for my iced coffee. I'm, again, I'm very, very pleased with myself and my flat white making.
But these
straws are great, and they come with a little cleaning brush. And so if you're, you know, if you need an addition to your coffee routine, I think a glass straw is a fun little.
A new bombshell. Yes.
A new bombshell. Yes. To enter the villa. And then my last thing, I cannot wait for you to see this.
Okay.
Because this is my whole personality.
Listen.
Yes. And listen, I need you to know, I have a post-it note on my bulletin board right now that says no new clothes in September. Like I'm good with clothes, but that does not say no new accessories.
No.
And this large beaded choker necklace from Anthropologie, as soon as I saw it, it was an immediate yes for me. Immediately yes.
It's so cute.
It's 22 inches long. So it's not really a choker. You know, that's a pretty good, that's a good like mid-range necklace. But I don't know if you remember, but when we were in college and Barbara Bush would wear the big pearl necklaces.
Oh, do I remember? That was like goals for me. That was old lady goals for me, personally.
And it's an indelible image from my college days. It's her in those big pearl necklaces. But I have never seen something like this where it's like the all the colored beads that big and all the colors that I love.
Because
you see there's a burgundy, there's orange, there's hot pink, there's turquoise. Like it will go with everything.
It'll go with everything.
Everything. And so I'm super excited about it. They also have it for people who don't necessarily want to be obnoxious like I do.
Yeah.
They do have it in the pearl. They have gold, they have silver, and then they have a gold and silver. I just think they're so cute.
It's really cute.
Yeah. And so anyway, so I got the multicolored one and you will see that on me anytime I have on a denim shirt or a white shirt. I will be wearing that.
Listen, so that is so cute.
Mm-hmm. And it would be such a good Christmas gift too. So
Listen,
it's a statement piece. I think, you know, it may not be for everybody, but I believe it is for me. So
now,
there you
have
it. I
think it's darling. It looks so much like you. It looks so much like you. Okay, I want to circle back around real quick because if I don't, people are going to ask about it. And I need to tell you. So Piper had been having some respiratory sinus issues.
Yes.
A lot of snoring. I felt like she felt very congested to me. Like it made me feel, I was taking it on where I was like, she just feels congested and it doesn't feel comfortable, you know, like a lot of wheezing. So I ordered her, I got it from chewy.com, but I think they have it on Amazon too, but it's the Pet Alive Sinurite homeopathic medicine for allergies for dogs.
God. Never heard a product that sounds more up your alley.
Listen, I bought it immediately for her. It's 180 tablets. But I do, listen, I'm about to say, but I do think it's made a difference.
Yes,
I do.
It absolutely is. I haven't even heard the snoring and I know that it's a game changer.
But it says relieves blocked sinus, nose, and chest. And you know what the tabs look like? Is they look like, remember the little Highlands teething tabs that we used to give to the kids when they were babies for teething, you know, that would just melt? That's what they look like. And so it says you can grind them up in their food. The good thing is that Piper is so food motivated. All I have to do is lay three on the floor in front of her and she just wolfs them down.
God love her.
Listen, so I'm just saying, if you want to help Hazel maybe with her snoring, if you feel like this is something she can benefit from, I don't feel like any of us like to walk around congested. So
No, this is so good to know. This is so good to know.
I'll add the link here to our show notes so you can
see it.
Okay,
that sounds great. That sounds great. Okay. All righty.
Well,
that was a full episode, and we'll be back next week, y'all.
All right. Thanks for listening, y'all.